Right. So have you ever had that feeling like you finally, gotten past an ex, put them in the rearview mirror, and then bam, they reappear?
Like a pop-up ad you can't block.
Exactly. And today we're diving deep into that whole impact of, past relationships, especially when you add in the whole blended family dynamic.
Yeah, it's a unique world for sure.
It is. And we've got, all the sources and notes, and we are ready to extract all those little nuggets of wisdom, help people navigate this tricky terrain.
Yeah, it is interesting how often past relationships kind of echo into the present, particularly when children are involved.
Right.
And it's not always like a dramatic, crashing date night scenario like one of the sources mentioned.
All right.
It's often a lot more subtle, maybe shared custody schedules or ongoing financial ties, or even just memories that unexpectedly like pop up during family events.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to build this new beautiful house, but you keep finding these remnants of the old blueprints. So how do we kind of acknowledge and respect those blueprints without letting them totally dictate the design of our new home?
That is where boundaries become super important.
Okay.
Think of boundaries as like those property lines.
Okay.
They define where your past relationship ends and your present one begins.
I like that.
Yeah, they provide clarity and respect for everyone involved.
Okay, so boundaries are the property lines, but like, how do you actually draw those lines, especially with kids in the mix?
Right.
Our sources had some pretty relatable boundary blunders, and I bet a lot of people listening have had those awkward moments when an ex kind of
Oh,
oversteps.
for sure. For sure. Let's say, for example, your partner's ex, has a habit of dropping by unannounced.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of saying, like, don't come over without calling, which can sound kind of confrontational,
Right.
try a more collaborative approach. Like, you can say, hey, I'm working from home Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it's a bit hectic. Could we maybe aim for drop-offs on other days?
Yeah, that's a much smoother approach, for sure. It sets a clear boundary, but you're also being respectful and, focusing on a practical solution.
Exactly. And the key is to be proactive and specific about your needs and expectations, And when it comes to communication with an ex-man, especially, outside of co-parenting logistics, consider setting some ground rules.
That makes sense. Our sources touched on the whole texting and social media thing.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
is there a magic formula for figuring out how much communication is too much?
There's no magic formula, but think about it in terms of necessity and respect.
Okay.
Like, are those late-night texts about non-emergency matters really necessary?
Right.
Or does commenting on each other's social media posts really serve a purpose?
Yeah, good point.
These are conversations to have with your partner, so that you're both on the same page.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's about finding that balance between, maintaining necessary communication, especially regarding the kids,
Right.
but also protecting the boundaries of your new relationship.
Exactly. And speaking of kids, let's kind of shift our focus to their experience in all of this.
Okay.
It's super important to remember that children have their own attachments and feelings about their other parent.
Of course.
It's not about erasing those bonds, it's about respecting them while you're building a new family dynamic.
That's a great point. Our sources really emphasize that, encouraging a healthy relationship between the kids and their other parent is important. But where's the line between encouraging that bond and feeling like you're competing for their affection?
That's a common concern, especially for step-parents.
Right.
Think of it this way. You're not competing, you're collaborating.
Okay.
You each play a different but valuable role in the child's life. And that actually brings us to another really critical aspect of communication.
So it's back to communication again. I'm sensing a theme here.
Communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship, especially in the, complex dynamics of blended families. Openly discussing, expectations and roles and boundaries with your partner is essential.
Yeah.
For instance, what level of involvement are you both comfortable with when it comes to like discipline or decision making regarding the children?
So it's not just about setting boundaries with ex, it's also about setting boundaries and expectations within the new relationship.
Absolutely. It's about finding that sweet spot where everyone feels respected and supported.
Okay, so we've covered boundaries, communication, the kids' perspectives now. Let's dive into something that often comes along for the ride, emotional baggage.
Oh, yeah.
One of our sources had this hilarious bit about people bringing their baggage on dates, constantly comparing everything to their ex. It's funny, but it also highlights how much the past can linger.
It's true. We all carry experiences, both positive and negative from our past relationships.
Right.
The key is to differentiate between emotional baggage and lessons learned.
Okay.
For instance, if a past relationship ended because of a lack of trust, that experience can teach you the importance of, you know, open communication and transparency in your current relationship.
That makes sense. So it's about turning those, you know, sometimes painful experiences into valuable insights that can actually strengthen your new relationship.
Exactly. It's about using the past as a springboard for growth rather than letting it hold you back.
I love that.
It's about recognizing those emotional triggers from the past and developing healthy coping mechanisms.
So helpful. Mm-hmm. But how do we actually do that? How do we sift through all those emotional experiences and figure out what's valuable and what's just, you know, weighing us down?
It takes some introspection and honesty.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, is this pattern of behavior, this fear or insecurity, stemming from a past hurt, or is it something I need to address within myself?
So it's about taking ownership of our emotional baggage and then actively choosing to learn and grow from it.
Exactly. It's about transforming those experiences from burdens into building blocks for a healthier, happier relationship.
This is such great insight. Now, I'm curious about how we celebrate this new relationship, this new chapter in our lives, while still respecting the past.
Right.
How do we find that balance?
It's a delicate dance, and it's unique to each family.
Yeah.
One approach is to consciously integrate elements of the past into your present.
Okay.
For example, if your partner's children have a special holiday tradition from their other parent's family, you know, you might find a way to incorporate that into your celebration.
So it's not about erasing the past. It's about kind of weaving it into the fabric of your new life together.
Exactly. It's about creating a tapestry that honors everyone's history while also celebrating the beauty of your new family.
This is such a refreshing perspective. It's not about pretending the past doesn't exist. It's about acknowledging it and finding ways to make it part of your shared story.
Yeah. And speaking of shared stories, another powerful way to celebrate your new relationship is by creating new traditions.
Okay.
New memories that are unique to your blended family.
Like new rituals for birthdays or holidays or even just simple everyday things that, you know, everyone can look forward to.
Absolutely. It's about finding those points of connection that foster a sense of unity and belonging.
I like that.
It's about building a bridge between the past and the present, creating a path forward that honors where everyone has come from, while also forging a new direction together.
That's such a beautiful way to think about it. It's not about erasing the past or pretending it didn't happen. It's about finding a way to integrate it into your present and future in a way that feels authentic and respectful.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that everyone comes with a past, but it's the present.
Yeah.
You know, the choices we make today that shape our future.
Right.
And by embracing those choices with open hearts and minds, we can create a future filled with love, respect, and a deep sense of connection.
It's like we're taking those old blueprints, you know, the ones from the past relationships, and instead of just tossing them out, we're using them as inspiration, finding those elements that we can repurpose and integrate into this new design.
I love that analogy. And one of the most beautiful aspects of this whole process is that it allows everyone to feel seen and heard. You know,
right.
It's not about imposing a new set of rules or traditions. It's about co-creating a space where everyone feels a sense of belonging.
And our source has actually had some pretty inspiring examples of families who've done this really well.
Oh, yeah.
One family blended their holiday traditions from different cultures, you know.
Wow.
And they created something totally new and unique.
It's amazing what can happen when we approach this with a spirit of creativity and collaboration.
Right.
It's about finding those points of intersection.
Yeah.
You know, where everyone's traditions and values can be honored and celebrated.
One of the things that really resonated with me from the sources is this idea that it's okay for kids to still love and have a relationship with their other parent.
Mm-mm.
It's not like a betrayal of the new family unit. Mm-mm. It's a natural and healthy part of their development.
Absolutely. Children are capable of having multiple loving relationships.
Right.
It's not a zero-sum game. And when we as adults can model that acceptance and respect, we create a much more secure and loving environment for everyone.
But how do we navigate those situations where there might be, you know, some tension or conflict between the kid's loyalty to their other parent and their role in the new family?
Again, communication is key. If a child is expressing feelings of guilt or confusion, it's important to create a safe space for them to talk about those feelings without judgment.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Reassure them that it's okay to love both parents. and that their feelings are valid.
So it's about validating their emotions and helping them understand that love isn't like a limited resource that has to be divided between parents.
Exactly. And remember, it's not just about talking to the kids. It's also about communicating with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Share your concerns, listen to their perspective, and work together to find solutions that feel right for your family.
This brings us to another important point that our sources highlighted: the importance of celebrating the new relationship itself. It's easy to get caught up in the logistics and challenges of blending families, but we can't lose sight of the love that brought you together in the first place.
Absolutely. Nurturing that connection, that spark that ignited this new chapter is essential. It's the foundation upon which everything else is built.
It's like in those safety demonstrations on airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
They always tell you to put on your own oxygen mask before assisting others.
Right.
You have to prioritize your own well-being, your own relationship, in order to have the energy and capacity to show up for everyone else.
That's such a great analogy, and it applies perfectly to blended families.
Yeah.
If you and your partner are feeling depleted and disconnected, it's going to be that much harder to navigate the complexities of blended family life.
So how do we keep that spark alive amidst all the chaos and demands of everyday life, especially when you're juggling kids' work and all the other responsibilities that come with being in a blended family?
It takes conscious effort and a willingness to prioritize your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, it might be as simple as scheduling a regular date night, even if it's just staying in and watching a movie together after the kids are asleep.
Uh-huh.
The key is to find those pockets of time where you can reconnect and nurture that bond.
Our sources also suggested finding ways to celebrate your unique love story.
Oh, nice.
To acknowledge the journey that brought you together.
It's a beautiful way to honor the past while also embracing the present.
Yeah.
Maybe it's revisiting the place where you had your first date or reminiscing about a special memory, you know?
Right.
It's about reminding yourselves why you chose each other and why this journey, despite its complexities, is worth it.
It's like taking a moment to appreciate the intricate tapestry of your lives with all its different threads and colors.
Yeah.
And recognizing the beauty of how those threads have woven together to create something truly unique and special.
It's about recognizing that the strength of your relationship isn't despite the challenges. It's because of them. You've weathered storms together. You've learned and grown together. And that shared experience has created a bond that is both resilient and beautiful.
It's so inspiring to hear stories of families who've successfully navigated these complexities and created a loving and harmonious environment for everyone. What are some of the key ingredients that contribute to their success?
Well, one of the most common things that emerges is the power of empathy.
Okay.
When family members can put themselves in each other's shoes, when they can understand and appreciate each other's perspectives, you know,
right,
it creates a much more compassionate and supportive environment.
It's about moving beyond judgment and blame and approaching each other with a spirit of curiosity and understanding.
Exactly. And it's also about recognizing that everyone is doing the best they can with the resources and experiences they have.
Mm.
You know,
right.
There's no such thing as a perfect parent or a perfect blended family. It's a journey of learning and growth, and it's okay to make mistakes along the way.
That's such a reassuring message. It takes the pressure off of trying to be perfect.
Right.
And allows us to embrace the messiness and imperfection that comes with being human.
And let's not forget the importance of humor.
Oh, yeah.
One of your sources mentioned that a little bit of laughter can go a long way into diffusing tense situations and reminding everyone that they're in this together.
It's like that saying, laughter is the best medicine.
Yes.
It can help us to lighten up, to take ourselves a little less seriously, and to find joy even in the midst of challenges.
And sometimes it's those moments of shared laughter, those unexpected bursts of joy that create the strongest bonds and the most cherished memories.
Yeah.
It's about finding the light even in the darkest of times and reminding ourselves that love, laughter, and connection are the most powerful forces in the universe.
This has been such an insightful and inspiring conversation as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of blended families and the enduring impact of past relationships. What are some final words of wisdom you would offer to our listeners who are navigating this complex terrain?
I think for me, the biggest takeaway is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to blended families.
Absolutely. It's about finding what works for your unique family dynamic. You know, there's no right or wrong way to do this.
Right.
It's a journey of discovery, and it's okay to experiment and adjust along the way.
And it's a journey that requires a whole lot of patience.
Yes.
Both with ourselves and with each other.
Patience is definitely key. It takes time for relationships to develop, for trust to be built, for new traditions to take root, you know.
For sure.
It's not something that happens overnight.
Our sources also emphasize the importance of self-care.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in, you know, taking care of everyone else that we forget to take care of ourselves. That's so true. You can't pour from an empty cup. It's essential to carve out time for yourself, to do things that replenish your energy and bring you joy.
Right.
Whether it's taking a long bath, going for a walk in nature, or simply reading a good book, make sure you're prioritizing your own well-being.
Because when you're feeling good, you're better equipped to handle the challenges that inevitably come with, you know, blended family life.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There are so many resources available, whether it's therapy support groups or even just talking to a trusted friend or family member.
It's a reminder that we don't have to do this alone. There's a whole community of people out there who understand the joys and challenges of blended families.
And within that community, you'll find a wealth of wisdom and support.
Uh-huh.
Don't hesitate to reach out and connect with others who are navigating similar experiences.
It's amazing how sharing our stories, our struggles, and our triumphs can create such a powerful sense of connection and belonging.
It's a reminder that we're all in this together. We're all part of this, you know, beautifully messy tapestry of human relationships.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are some final words of wisdom you'd like to leave our listener with?
I think it comes back to that idea of embracing the journey.
Mm.
You know, it's not always going to be easy.
Right.
There will be bumps along the road, moments of frustration, maybe even tears.
Yeah.
But amidst those challenges, there will also be moments of incredible joy, laughter, and love.
It's about focusing on those moments, celebrating the small victories, and remembering that every family, every relationship is a work in progress.
Exactly. And it's a work of art that is constantly evolving, constantly being shaped by the love, the laughter, and the shared experiences of everyone involved.
So to our listener out there who's on this journey of blending a family and navigating the complexities of past relationships, remember this. You are not alone. You are strong. You're capable, and you are creating something beautiful and unique.
And as you navigate the ups and downs, the joys and challenges, remember to embrace the journey, celebrate the uniqueness of your family, and never underestimate the power of love to heal, to connect, and to create a future filled with hope and happiness.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. What are you most proud of in your blended family journey? What are those moments, those connections, those shared experiences that bring a smile to your face? Take a moment to savor those moments, to celebrate the love that binds you together. And remember, you're creating a legacy, a tapestry of love and connection that will be cherished for generations to come.